Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to talk a little bit about what you're going to see in my school environment if you came to visit, because it needs to be narrated, otherwise it's not understood. In a typical school environment, we expect children to be in the class doing the work. We expect them to be busy, being kept busy, and sitting at a desk. Now, most of the children that are with me are children who have been there and that hasn't worked for them. Teachers have struggled to get them into class, struggled to get them to sit still, struggled to get them to listen, and struggled to get them to do the work and even know the work. So when they're struggling at those levels, they need something different. That whole saying about we don't fix the problems that we create with the same thinking that created the problem, we need something different. Also hitting your head against a brick wall, right? So if you come into my school environment, you might find that a kid is outside and he's probably playing while other kids are inside working. And your way of it being educated will get you to think, oh, we've got to get this kid inside. And I agree with you. But by picking him up and putting him inside is the same as calling it swimming if I'm dragging you across the pool. We don't want kids dragged across the pool. We want them confident swimmers. So we allow them to be outside and we watch and monitor it and encourage them and entice them and change the lesson. And we try to figure out what is the thing that's keeping the kid from going into the class. Is he struggling to sit still? And why is that the case? Is he struggling to listen? And why is that the case? Is the work too hard? Is he finding it too difficult? Is his anxiety too high? Is it too loud? Is the visual stimulation too much? What are the things that are preventing him from learning? Now, the solution is yes, to address all those things. So if the class is too loud, can we bring the noise down? Absolutely, that's a thing. But can we also help the child to be more tolerant of noise? Because how is he ever going to mainstream if he can't tolerate noise? So we want to be observing and noticing what the child needs, allowing that so we can observe more, figuring it out, trying different things to bring them to the learning. If it doesn't work, we try something else. We try it until we get the pieces of the puzzle together. Then we might reduce the noise in order to entice them in the class. Then if the noise goes up, we can introduce something to that child that gets them to have more control over the noise. At one point, we had a little bell, and anybody could ring it if the noise in the class was getting too high. The teacher or any of the students, they could ring it. And everybody knew, because it was introduced in a very specific way, everybody knew that then they heard the bell, they just quietened their voice. Nobody was opposing it because they understood what it was about. And everybody had an opportunity to have that level of control. So we give that control to a child if that's the thing that they're struggling with. And then as they get that control, their anxiety around the noise goes down because they realize it's not out of their control. They can do something about it. Then we might replace the bell with a note, something that they say, or they ask the teacher, or they remove themselves from the class to go to the bathroom and come back. And we build in all these different skills that help them to cope with a normal, typical community school environment. So when a child is outside, you never know why they're outside. They're not being neglected. They're not going to be shoved back into class. What's happening is the teacher is trying to figure out, what is this child avoiding? Because all of us, all human beings and children in particular, avoid pain. So what is the pain and why is it painful? And how can we remediate that in the child or in the environment? And ultimately in the child specifically, because he has to move on to other schools and the environment will not always change for him. So we are building skill and capacity. And we don't do that by picking them up and shoving them on a chair. We do that by acknowledging and recognizing the child's nervous system and their needs and building that skill around that. So the school looks different. We don't force them to line up. We don't force them to tuck in their shirts. We don't force them to respond to a bell instantaneously, because we know that if they respond naturally, they give us more information. And when we get more information, we're better at remediating the things that are getting in their way of learning, so that ultimately we have eradicated all the barriers that are getting in their way of learning so that they learn, rather than this idea that they are learning even though they aren't. So we don't want to call it swimming when it's actually you dragging your kid across the pool. When they're swimming, we want it to be swimming. And when they get the swimming right, when they get the maths right, when they get the reading right at a basic level, we build on that skill. But we can never call it something that it is not. It's actually gaslighting, and it makes the kids worse because then they start pretending and the marks then become pretend. And then they get to the next grade and harder work, and they're building on a scaffolding that is crumbling. So we want real, genuine skill. And I can tell you, almost always, when we do it that way, while it takes longer to get to the point of success, when they get to the point of success, they own it and they can build on it. And then success beyond that is almost inevitable. But if we keep building on pretending or hoping, we're building on nothing. We have to build on something solid. So when you come into my environment, it's not always going to look like a school. It's not going to look like how you went to school, where everybody's in class and the teacher's at the front lecturing and everybody's listening and their feet are together and their hands are on the desk and they're all looking up at the teacher. That's not how this works. We've got a given learning environment and learning experience that suits your child. And in that, we can ask them to come to our more mainstream place. But we can't ask them to be more mainstream when they can't. We've got to meet them where they're at. And it's got to be legitimate skill. An analogy that I often use is, if I want the child to climb to the top of the mountain, I can't climb there and leave him at the bottom. I've got to go down to the bottom because he doesn't have the skills to climb to the top yet. And then at the bottom of the mountain, he's got his own wheelbarrow of stuff to carry up to the top. So first of all, I've got to figure out what's in that wheelbarrow, metaphorically, obviously, and try to take it out, the things that don't need to be there, the things that I can resolve for them so they're not carrying up extra weight. And then the rest of the wheelbarrow that's left there is just normal stuff that you've got to carry up a hill. But I can't carry it for him because we're going to get to the top of the hill and he still won't have developed the muscles, the cognitive strength, the emotional skills, the social skills in order to get to the top of the mountain. He will just be there. But you have no skills to stay there. So we need to meet him at the bottom of the mountain where he's at. And we've got to help him unload some of the stuff on his wheelbarrow that is not serving him that can be offloaded, like anxiety and impulse control and belief in yourself and core muscle strength and bilateral integration. We can resolve those things, take those burdens out of the wheelbarrow. And then we can give them skills, lots and lots of skills and practice. How are you going to get this wheelbarrow up the mountain? And don't worry, I'm right here with you. And when it is way too heavy, I will hold it for you while we rest. And then when we're ready to go again, I will give you the skills and I will be right here with you and we'll get up the mountain one step at a time. And when you get to the top of the mountain, you will have the skills to be there as opposed to being there with no ability to stay. So that's what we're doing with education. We're not trying to look like a school. We're not even trying to be a school. What we're trying to be is a place of learning for children and the learning at all the different levels and build a strong scaffolding so they can return into a system that looks more like a school and is more like a school and focuses on curriculum only, whereas we do far more than that. So if you're coming to visit us, it would be so interesting for you to see with this point of view what we're trying to do and why you might not see the same things you would see in a typical school. I hope that interests you and you'd be interested to come have a look.